I'm Billy Henry, and this summer, we're offering a special deal to fans of Stardate. You can get year-long subscriptions to our same-day radio podcast and Stardate magazine for a total of just $35, $10 off the regular price. Details at stardate.org, and thank you for your support. Stardate, June 28th. The bright gibbous moon is in balance tonight. That's because it's moving into the constellation Libra, the balance scales. In fact, Libra's two brightest stars are close to the moon this evening. Originally, those two stars form the claws of Scorpius, the scorpion, which spreads out to the lower left of Libra. And even today, the names of those stars represent that heritage. Zubaneth Shamali and Zubanel Janubi, the northern and southern claws. But thousands of years ago, the claws were pulled away from the scorpion and assigned to a new constellation, Libra. At least in part, that may be because, at the time, the sun passed across that part of the sky at the autumn equinox. Day and night are roughly equal then, a sort of balance in the heavens. Thanks to an effect known as precession, though, the sun is no longer in Libra at the equinox. Earth wobbles on its axis like a spinning gyroscope that's running down a little bit. As it wobbles, our perspective on the stars changes, so the sun appears against different constellations. Today, it passes through Virgo at the equinox and doesn't cross through Libra until about a month later. Look for Zubanel Janubi not far to the left of the moon as night falls, with Zubaneth Shamali farther to the moon's upper left, the former claws of the scorpion that are now in cosmic balance. Tomorrow, unbalanced planets in the evening sky. Today's program was made possible by Mercer Caverns in Calaveras County in California's historic gold country. Details at mercercaverns.net. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.